This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I might point out, when I went to Dearborn driving that, was up there. I don't know, man.
What the hell are you talking about? Yeah?
I thought maybe there's a moral.
No, there ain't no moral. I just like that story.
He's got cognitive issues. He's not fit to be our head of state or our commander in chief.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The single most respected voice in the pandemic. It's Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The man who's become known as America's doctor.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Anthony Fauci.
You are seen to many as a superhero.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, American hero and New York Yankee fan.
Who among you is brave enough to tame this slobbering horde?
Do you miss me yet?
You're fired. Go.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We are sold out of our ReadyWise 2-week emergency food bundle, cheap bastard deal. I knew it would go fast, but if you still want to get one, the cheap bastard deal is over, but you can go to ReadyWise.com and get 15% off by using the code word Howie15. And if you want to learn more about it, the product, talk to anybody, you can go to, there's a toll-free number, 855-95-READY. And this is a good deal. I was noticing all the people, it looked like a lot of the buyers were out of Maine and New Hampshire. Of course, I can't blame them. Can't blame them with the storm heading our way, the bomb cyclone. Cue the explosive devices. Thank you. Thank you. All right. 617, can we use Honest Howie's carbon credits to get some global warming before the snowstorm hits New England? You need to buy Honest Howie's carbon credits so we can keep the global warming, we can keep the snow accumulations to a moderate level. That's all. Honest Howie's carbon credits. And again, whenever you buy Honest Howie's carbon credits, you will get not only the satisfaction of saving a polar bear's life, you'll get a handwritten letter from a polar bear. Or a penguin now. We've expanded to the South Pole, too. That's also available. Honest Howie's carbon credits. Saving the planet, one polar bear or penguin at a time. All right. 844-500-42. 42, and we have Peter Schweizer on later on. He's got the new book out, Red Handed, about the Chinese communists buying influence among American political families. It's the number one bestseller in the United States right now on Amazon, which is, despite everything, it's the only place that counts for book sales, unfortunately. But that's the reality of it. 8-4, and we're going to get to the situation with DJ Ferguson a little bit later on. We talked about him last night. This is the guy who's been denied a heart transplant. He was at the top of the list, but he refused to get vaccinated because he's afraid it's going to kill him. And there's a new study out in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, today, saying that there are heart complications. The JAMA, it's like the ultimate establishment journal. For medicine, along with New England Journal of Medicine, and they're saying, we believe that vaccines or the shots, whatever you want to call them, are good for you, but there is this problem, and it's a bigger problem than was anticipated, and DJ Ferguson, he's not a physician, but I'm sure, when you're in that position, as Dr. Johnson said, being hanged in a fortnight concentrates one's mind. And I'm sure his mind is quite concentrated when he's studying the risks and rewards of getting a vaccination. And he's made his decision, and the hospital has made their decision, too. And it's quite a story. And it's amazing that it's not in either Boston newspaper, to me. This story was covered by one channel in Boston, maybe now more than one, but it was Channel 4, WBZ TV. They were the only ones who covered it, and Turtle Boy picked it up. But it's, you know, why are they not covering this story? This is big news. Officer Mark says, now they're predicting thunder snow. I'm a scared. Who wouldn't be a scared of thunder snow? 857, do you offer a cheap bastard deal for the carbon credits? No! We're trying to save the planet here, man. You know? We can't have a cheap bastard deal. 844-500-4242. Just want to play a couple of cuts here. We got a lot of cuts to get to today before we go any further. You know, the situation with the kidnapping plot against Michigan governor, and I put that in air quotes, kidnapping plot against Gretchen Whitmer. It was an October surprise for the Trump campaign, making it seem like his supporters, the quote unquote militia members, were trying to kidnap this public servant, Gretchen Whitmer. And it turns out now that there were 18 people involved, and 12 of them were either FBI agents or confidential informants. So two-thirds of them were basically feds, G-men. And then it turns out that some of the G-men have all kinds of ethical problems. The FBI agents, you know, one was involved in an alleged perjury in another case. And this one guy, Trask is his name, he was the lead agent. And as you know, he had to leave the G-men. He was fired basically after he beat up his wife when she went. She didn't want to go to a swingers party with him at a Kalamazoo, Michigan motel or hotel, and so he brought her home, and he was drunk, and he beat her up, and it's just, and the guy, and by the way, the guy was also a never Trumper, but there's a station in Michigan, a TV station, did a really nice job on this, an 8-minute package. We never see those anymore on Boston TV. You never see those anymore on practically any local TV station. It takes a lot of work to put one of these things together. They got the camera, the body cam video. They did a lot of Chiron pre-production. They went to, and they tracked him. They did the chasing down when he was leaving the courthouse. And here's the TV8 reporter in Michigan. And this is the Facebook. This guy is, or when he's writing this, he's working to organize this kidnapping plot, which they dropped in late October of 2020 to make Trump look bad. So this guy he's like a Peter Strzok or a Lisa Page in terms of hating Trump. And this is what he posts on Facebook about Donald Trump as he is concocting this Reichstag fire in the Central Time Zone. You know, it's just amazing. Here's the TV reporter reading the FBI agent who's organizing this plot to embarrass Trump, what he thinks of Donald Trump. Cut 15.
He wrote, quote, "If you still support our piece of blank president, you can blank off. As someone whose wife works in the hospital, I hope you burn in hell along with your blank blank reality TV star. His ego is going to kill a lot of people, and anyone who supports him is a dumb blank." Trask wrote, "This is what you get when you elect an egotistical, narcissistic maniac to the top office. He needs people to be nice to him or he won't help."
Who are you to be calling anyone else an egotistical maniac? Let's have the officer talking to Trask, the FBI agent, who the rabid anti-Trumper who organized the so-called plot to kidnap the governor. Cut 13.
You said at one point took your head and hit it against a nightstand?
Yeah.
How many times do you think he did that? He's hitting your head. You said he strangled you, choked you out.
Cut 14.
Trask's wife said they'd been arguing about the party when he smashed her head against the nightstand and grabbed her by the neck. She managed to break free, and the FBI special agent took off in her car.
You know what he said when he was in court? He said, I can't remember anything about the night. That's how drunk he was. And when they pulled him out of the car, he's got this giant beard, this ginger beard, his shaved head, and his upper body is covered with these tattoos. He looks like someone that was a washout from the Hell's Angels, and he's an FBI agent, and he's just a drunk. He's a drunken, wife-abusing Trump hater. And that's, this is, how do they find these people? God. This is the police officer again who's investigating the domestic abuse. Cut 12.
She's got a pretty good laceration on the side of her head. She's got strangulation marks around her neck.
And this guy's accusing Trump of being a sociopath or a psychopath, this FBI agent. And he signed the complaint and the affidavits that enabled him to arrest these guys, these bust outs. These guys were basically living in cars, and they just recruited them. This is your FBI.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
This is your FBI.
Tonight, Special Agent Trask takes his unwilling wife to a swingers party. After getting really loaded. Nobody is ever happy to step out of the shower only to reach for a scratchy, thin, non-absorbent bath towel. Instead, dry off with a thick, thirsty, soft, and big enough to cover everywhere bath towel from MyPillow.
I think maybe that's why Joe Biden grabbed Major's tail, because he didn't have a good towel to dry off with.
You know, Mike Lindell and Joe Biden are not on the same page politically, but I'm sure Mike would be glad to sell Joe some of his beautiful absorbent bath towels. I got some navy blues, and that could remind Joe Biden of his son Hunter's service, however brief, in the Navy Reserves. He was busted for Bolivian marching powder. I'm excited to tell you that Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towel ever. It's good just not only for Joe Biden, but for you, and it's good for me. Don't throw in the towel. Get this very special offer just for Howie fans. You can get a set of six towels right now for just $39.99 with the code Howie. They normally go for $109.99. Wow, what savings. Just call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie. If you don't like them, don't worry. You can always return them with MyPillow's 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. These are towels that work. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, code Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State. Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
I've heard about you.
What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
This new year, let HelloFresh deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes to your door. Get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Should unvaccinated DJ Ferguson be able to get a heart transplant?
Yes, he should.
99% say yes. Actually, 95%, it's down a little bit.
Yeah, I was wondering if it would be that really that high, because they're Karens listening to this show still, you know. I just here's a guy texted me from the Cape. I just passed a woman jogging on Craigville Beach on Cape Cod wearing an N95 mask! ! Wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Oh my God, people are so stupid. They're scared. They're more scared of the virus than they are of the bomb cyclone and the thunder snow that's coming. That's very good, Taylor. Whenever I mention bomb cyclone, I want to hear the explosion. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
You know, Howie, you say, where do they find these guys? Why, they're all over the Democratic Party. I mean, that's what they're all about. Anytime you ever hear of guys like that, we even have them here, you know, as state troopers in Massachusetts or politicians. They're all over the place. I think it's part of the requirement to be a Democrat today.
You would think, though, that this, I mean, this guy is running basically a dirty trick operation, a COINTELPRO operation against Donald Trump. You'd think he would, you know, that he would have the common sense to get off of social media, you know, at least for the duration of the so-called investigation, the frame job on these guys, wouldn't you? I mean, how dumb are they?
Well, they are. Well, you know something? When you look at what's being committed today, Howie, you know, and you and I go back quite a long way, we've seen a lot go on in this country. The stuff that gets committed to today, you know, an idiot could figure out what they're doing. The only problem is they have the power and they can get away with anything no matter how dumb it is because they have the power. Years ago, this would be knocked out in a second. And besides, while they're trying to kidnap the governor there, nobody's watching what they're doing with the ballots.
Right, and they're letting in people like the terrorist at the synagogue in Dallas. The Republicans now in Congress are saying, "How did this guy get into the country? A well-known Muslim terrorist from Great Britain was just allowed into the country with no visible means of support, and itty-bitty buys a gun." And they're saying it's gun violence. Thanks for the call, Arthur. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Yes, hi. I want to know the Democratic City, Harry Democrat, in helping the police department, the fire department, the equipment he needs, that's why the two cops in New York died. He also, in Newark, two fire departments overdosed with drugs. In Newark, New Jersey, that fire department is about maybe 2 or 3 men in my house. He overdosed two fire
in the firehouse?
In the firehouse, yes. Overdose with drugs, and one in critical condition, and one already died.
Yeah, that's happened. That's happened before, Mr. Garcia. It happened in Boston a couple of years ago. Tragically, two firefighters died responding to a blaze, and they did the autopsy, and one of the firefighters who was dead was had an above the legal limit blood alcohol level, and the other one had cocaine in his system. So this is nothing new. Where is Corn Pop these days? T-Bone. I get Corn Pop. Sometimes I get Corn Pop. That's Joe Biden's mythical companion. Where is T-Bone these days? Cory Booker's pal, Mr. Garcia.
Booker is hiding. And this guy is a jerk. Also, the mayor of Newark have a candidate to run because we're having a for mayor for May, and he have a candidate. He look a bum. I say, what the hell is he? See, the mayor say, listen, please run. I give you a job as a director, whatever, a garbage director. You're going to be the garbage director. That's why he needs somebody to run.
He's going to put him on the barrels, as we say in Chelsea, Massachusetts. He's going to put him on the barrels.
Yes. Yes. But it's getting ridiculous. If we don't hang up, I might stay home. I'm not going to vote. What the hell? Get different. It's not going to be different because the candidate is not good. It's not good. Vote. If the candidate right now, we have a piece of garbage right now. I'm going to stay home, and I'm not going to vote at all.
Hey, Mr. Garcia, one last question before you leave because we're running out of time. But were you happy when the Supreme Court threw out the vaccine mandate on federal contractors? They're not going to bother you anymore.
I'm very happy, and thank God we made on time, and we not vaccine because I have my boss is Muslim, and my it's a wonderful guy, and my boss told me I'm not going back. Muslim 99. That way, a lot of black people not vaccine because
right.
The Muslim he don't believe no vaccine.
I know, and the Washington Post is still saying it's the Trump voters. Well, there's some Trump voters, but there's some people in every demographic group, but there's fewer percentage-wise Trump voters than black Americans who tend to vote Democrat. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Last night, I was on the phone for 2 straight hours with Xi Jinping. And you all know as well as I do, these folks, and it was a good conversation. I know him well. We spent a lot of time together over the years I was vice president. And they're going to, we don't get moving, they're going to eat our lunch.
Really? You don't say. Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? Joining us now on the news line is Peter Schweizer. He's the New York Times best-selling author. He's written a lot of great books, profiles in corruption, secret empires, Clinton cash. And he's got a new book out now. It's number one on Amazon. It just came out yesterday or the day before. It's called Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. This is Peter Schweizer, and it's great to have you on again. You're always a great guest. How much have the Bidens made? What's your count on how much the Bidens have taken out of China so far?
Well, the deals that we know of, it's $31 million. And it's not just that they've taken $31 million, Howie. What we've done is we've traced back using the laptop, using email accounts from two of Hunter's business partners who shared them. We figured out who actually made those deals happen in China, right? Who was it that decided in Beijing, we're going to give Hunter Biden these deals that he's going to share with his families? And what we found is that $31 million happened because of five individuals, and those five individuals all have links to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence, including the Vice Minister for Foreign International Operations and a former Minister of State Security himself. So there's not just a corruption story anymore. It's a story about possible espionage, about compromise. It's the story has evolved very quickly in a very traumatic way.
You know, we've had in Boston, we've had a couple of professors indicted. They threw out one of the cases last week. But a Harvard professor was recently convicted of taking a few million dollars from the Chinese and not reporting it. But I mean, it's like small potatoes compared to what the Bidens have been taking out of China, isn't it? What these college professors in the U.S. have been charged with and indicted for?
Yes, absolutely. No question about it. $31 million. And what's important to keep in mind, Howie, is that the other thing we point out in the book with numerous examples is that, you know, Joe Biden is the beneficiary of this because what you find is that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden have intertwined finances. While Joe Biden is in office when he was vice president of the United States, Hunter Biden was paying his bills. You know, Hunter complained about it to family members. He said, you know, I'm having to get half my money to pop. And you might say, okay, well, you know, Hunter's got a drug problem. Maybe he's just griping. But the financial records in the emails show that he is actually sending a lot of money for his dad.
This is from the laptop that was written about by Miranda Devine, and it was found in the and everybody who wrote about it, like the New York Post, and during the campaign was banned from Twitter for a while, even though it was true. And in one of those emails, he says to his Hunter says to his daughter Naomi, "Don't worry, unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary."
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's not hyperbole. I mean, there are numerous examples in the emails where Hunter is paying for renovations on his father's home up in Delaware while his father's vice president. He's paying his $300 a month phone bill. You know, we've found tens of thousands of dollars of bills that Hunter Biden was paying for his dad. Those are the only ones we can find. And, of course, some of the money from China ends up going to James Biden, who's Joe Biden's brother. So.
Yeah. Who lives down here in Florida, right?
That's right.
Closer
to
me than to you. You're in Tallahassee, but he's down here hanging around. He sounds like Joe Biden. And you know, the thing is too. But didn't Hunter get to manage some kind of $1 billion fund, which apparently hasn't been cashed out? So I mean, there may be an even bigger payday down the road for the Bidens. Correct.
Yeah. Well, the $20 million of the $31 million is his ownership stake in this investment fund called BHR. So they put him on the board and they give him a 10% ownership stake in the management company, and they're managing billions of dollars of money put in by the Chinese government. And what they're doing, Howie, is not only is Hunter Biden making money, this investment fund that he was connected with until he resigned from the board because it became an issue during the presidential campaign, that company was buying critical assets that were benefiting the Chinese state. They were investing in atomic power companies that were later identified by the FBI as trying to steal nuclear secrets in the United States. They invested in dual-use civilian military technology companies. They invested in mining companies that were mining for precious metals. You know, there's this competition for minerals around the world between China and the United States. And Hunter Biden was actually helping Beijing beat the United States in that competition. So, you know, this is not just corruption by politicians. This is something far, far deeper that goes to the heart of, you know, whether the Biden family is compromised by a foreign government, foreign intelligence service. And I think they are.
But multiple, I mean, multiple foreign governments. You're just dealing with the Chinese in this book. We're talking to Peter Schweizer. He's the author of the new book. It's number one on the Amazon bestseller list, Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. I'm going to ask you the question about this guy, James Bulger. You know, he's from Boston. Yep. I know the Bulger family very well, obviously. And his namesake is the serial killing, cocaine dealing, bank robbing, extortionist, pedophile, gangster, James J. Whitey. Yeah. Bulger. His father is known as the corrupt midget from his days in the Massachusetts State Senate and president of UMass. How the hell does James Bulger get in with these Chinese oligarchs and the Bidens?
It's a great question. The connection with the Bidens seems to be related to politics. The connection with China is unclear. He's involved in something called the Thornton Group, which includes some Chinese nationals that have very, very high political connections in Beijing. And this is kind of a consultancy firm that helped Hunter get hooked up in China. What's interesting when you look through the emails, at one point, James Bulger is emailing one of his colleagues, and he says, look, I don't want anybody to know that Hunter is involved in these deals because it's very, very sensitive. And the colleague replies, you know, what happens in Hong Kong stays in Hong Kong. So there is secrecy around a lot of these discussions, but, you know, Hunter saw these as a big payday. One of the guys that helped hook him up is a Chinese national named Che Feng. Che Feng's business partner at the time was the vice minister for state security in charge of foreign intelligence recruitment. And Hunter, who nicknames Che Feng the super chairman, says at one point, I don't believe in the lottery anymore, but I believe in the super chairman. So, you know, this was not about doing legitimate business deals and hard work helping an investment fund grow. This was about getting a payday from a foreign source, and that certainly appears to be what he got.
So, what, you know, and then John Kerry's stepson was involved in this for a while, although he quickly realized that there was a real optics problem here, and he got out very quickly. Yeah. What kind of advice are the Bulgers, the Bidens, the Kerrys supposed to be giving to the Chinese, or is that? I mean, are they trying to you know, sugarcoat this in any way and make it seem like it's legit, or is it just funneling money to these people?
I think it's just funneling money, particularly in the case of the Bidens. I mean, there's no, for this $31 million that flows through these deals, again, all linked to people in Chinese intelligence, there's little to no discernible legitimate business activity that Hunter Biden engages in that I can. I don't see any deal that he consummates. I don't see any investment advice that he offers them. In fact, in some of the emails he writes to his partners, you know, they're going to Beijing or Hong Kong for meetings, and he says, well, which meetings do I actually have to show up to? So, you know, he understands why he's there. The problem is the intelligence component. To my mind, there's no way, you know, China has this strategy called elite capture, where their strategy is to capture the elites in foreign governments and use them to their advantage and leverage them. In my mind, there's no way that they are going to send $31 million to the Biden family and not get some leverage on that family. It would be a catastrophic failure of an intelligence operation if they were to do so. And I don't think that's what happened. So, you know, this has got to be investigated. It's got to be dealt with now. The Bidens have to answer questions. There need to be subpoenas issued by Congress. It's probably not going to happen with this Congress. But, you know, have we really reached the point? You know, imagine this in the Cold War, Howie. If the first family was doing deals with the KGB, people close to the KGB, that's what the equivalent of what the Bidens have done. And it's an enormous national security problem.
And you know, Hunter, in addition to giving 50% of the skim or whatever it was to the big guy, the president, he also at some points was carrying credit cards that were issued to Joe Biden, because that was when he was paying off the Russian hooker that he was shacked up with at the Chateau Marmont, right? I mean, he was paying him, and that's when the Secret Service had to come, because the Russian hooker was using Joe Biden's credit card, right, to get paid?
Yeah, they're blurred finances. They are intertwined finances. And to pretend that somehow Hunter Biden's economic fortune is not connected to his dad, I'm not just talking about the fact that his dad's a famous politician, but the fact that their finances are linked. They're you know, exchanging funds. Hunter's carrying his dad and some of the bills that he has to pay when he's vice president of the United States. You know, they are connected. And one of the other things we point out in the book is that, you know, Hunter arranges for meetings in the White House with senior Chinese government officials. Now, when you go to the White House visitor logs, these individuals show up and they are shown to be meeting with, you know, various people in the White House. What they don't show is any meetings with Joe Biden. How do we know that these Chinese government officials met with Joe Biden? Because in the Chinese media, they report the fact that they had an off-the-books meeting with the vice president of the United States. And that's something emails indicate that Hunter Biden arranged. So the access is there. The intelligence component is there. It is a terrible situation that the United States is in today, because China's our chief rival. And my fear is that this family is compromised.
Would the Chinese ever, if they got in a jam and, you know, thought that the American naval forces were going to respond to their incursions into Taiwan's airspace or naval space, or in just a flat out invasion, would they ever like leak these documents to the mass media? How do they use it as leverage over them?
Well, I think so. Of that $31 million that the Bidens have received, this is very clever, by the way. Of the $31 million, at least $5 million is a forgivable interest-free loan that was given to the Biden family. So consider that.
Forgivable loan. That's a gift, in other words.
That's a gift. But here's the thing. You know, if somebody's not doing what you want, you can ask for your money back. You can say, look, we had an agreement. We signed a contract. I want my money back. So they have leverage that way. But, you know, what they really are looking for is for Joe Biden not to do anything that disrupts the main things they are looking for, which is access to Western capital markets and access to technology. There's this intelligence phrase that Chinese intelligence uses that loosely translated says, big help with a little bad mouth. And what it basically means is, if Joe Biden says something about the Uyghurs, if Joe Biden says, oh, China's being naughty, they don't really care. They're prepared to tolerate that. What they want is to make sure that the major things they want in their competition with the United States are not messed with. And that is precisely the way that Joe Biden is handling his administration's policy towards China.
But keeping the U.S. from going to the Olympics, that would be a violation of the agreement. The unspoken agreement, would it not?
I'm not sure. I mean, look, the backdrop, as I used to point out in the book, is Beijing believes they are in a race with the United States, and if they win the technology race, they will, in Xi's words, he's very open about this, they will achieve the commanding heights, which will allow them to dictate to the United States. He said this explicitly. So their strategy is, yes, they care about Taiwan. Yes, they care about their reputation. What they care most about is not having an administration that says, wait a second, you know, as I lay out in the book, we can't have Google, we can't have Microsoft doing joint research with Chinese military institutions on artificial intelligence. You're aiding and abetting our competitor.
And we can't have any investigation of the Wuhan lab leak either. That's another thing we can't have.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. All right, Peter Schweizer, it's always great to talk to you. The title of your book is Red-Handed: How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. And you got, your only link is to Amazon. Aren't you part of the problem, too, with that on your website?
You can get it anywhere. You can get it anywhere, Howie, not just Amazon.
All right. Thank you, Peter. I just had to give you a little needle on that one. This Valentine, thank you for being with us. This Valentine's Day, it pays to plan ahead with 1-800-Flowers.com. From first dibs on great deals to the best selection of Valentine's Day roses and guaranteed delivery. Don't wait to wow. Up your love game today with the biggest and brightest roses from 1-800-Flowers. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has an amazing offer for my listeners. Get 24 assorted roses for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. This is an unbelievable offer from 1-800-Flowers. 24 assorted roses for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. The mailroom manager's bouquet just arrived and she's got it in a prominent place on the table in the dining room, and she's bringing in all of her friends to see it, and everyone is impressed, and it's a good way if you want to really make a good impression on your significant other, have it delivered to wherever she works. Whether it's a full spectrum of assorted roses or timeless red roses, you can't go wrong with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers. All roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak, cared for every step of the way, and shipped fresh to ensure lasting beauty. Think ahead this year and get 24 assorted roses for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Bouquets are selling fast, so lock in your delivery date right now. Get right to the romance this Valentine's Day and find the way to wow with 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 24 assorted roses for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Howie. Offer expires Friday. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
We were laughing yesterday about Neil Young, the bust-out Canadian folk singer, say he was going to demand that Spotify take down his music or they were going to take down Joe Rogan. Now, Joe Rogan gets 11 million people clicking onto his podcast on a daily basis, and 11 million. So they have to decide between Neil Young or Joe Rogan. I wonder what Spotify is, what their decision is going to be. So then this demand, which was posted on social media, disappeared yesterday, and everybody thought, well, Neil Young came to his senses, and he realized that that they weren't going to get rid of Joe Rogan. But today, apparently, Neil Young has—I don't know. He filed a formal request, and
Wall Street Journal says, according to people familiar with the matter, the formal request to remove the music was made Wednesday. Could take several hours to take effect across Spotify's service across the world.
So, if you want to listen to whatever,
old man, whatever, look at my life.
This could be your last chance. I'm Howie Carr.